Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Reuters headline tells a double story that comes together. Ukraine cities pounded. U.S. scrambles to find source of leaked documents. The subhead out of Kyiv. Reuters out of Kyiv. Russian forces pounded frontline cities in eastern Ukraine with airstrikes and artillery attacks, while U.S. officials stepped up efforts to locate the source of a leak of classified U.S. documents, including those on Ukrainian counteroffensive plans. I welcome Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. First, for Mary's memory of what she thought when she first heard this news, and then we will explore what it means to have our allies, our adversaries, our colleagues, all having to face the fact that they're being spied on by the United States of America in wartime, in a conflict where there is not uniformly unanimity about the mission. Mary, a very good evening to you. What were your first thoughts when you hear of the intel leaks that are unfinished? There is no reason to presume this won't continue. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. It's always good to be with you. It's always disturbing to see news of leaks, particularly leaks of secret or top secret information, primarily because leaks can put people and sources in physical danger. They can create divisions and quarrels between allies, and because it's a crime. And so I was glad to see that the Biden administration has opened up a criminal investigation to find the leaks. It's imperative that they find this person or persons as quickly as they possibly can. But John, you know, the next question that comes to mind is, why was this information leaked? What were the motivations of the leaker? What did they hope to achieve? Take just one aspect of this leak, which concerned Ukraine, where the alleged intelligence document said that Ukraine stocks of S-300 and Buk air defense missiles will run out between the middle of this month and the middle of next month. Could the leaker have been trying to create pressure on Washington to speed up their deliveries of those missiles to help Ukraine? We don't know. But one thing's for sure, the protocols that we have in place to protect this kind of material need to be seriously examined, because this is not the first significant leak of intelligence information. We've had a series of these major leaks over the last many years, and it's a big problem, and it's very dangerous.
What we know so far is tempting. For example, Reuters reporting that the first information of the documents was placed on a website called Discord. Discord is something I'm familiar with, Mary, because millennials, my children, use it to talk to each other while playing video games. It's a common go-to for games for gamers, millennials and Gen Z in particular. Putting classified documents on Discord is a strange sense of humor. In January, it is now April. That's when we first learned. Another thing, according to Reuters, is that some of these documents included slides for a briefing of a senior official. So into this mix now comes what senior official, what slides, what does that represent for the war? And I want to divide this into Europe and Asia. Let's concentrate on Europe. The New York Times says the documents indicate, I have not seen this document, but the New York Times reports indicate that Ukraine is low on anti-air, chiefly missiles. That, of course, connects to the headline that the Reuters headline writer wrote within these last hours that I read as we opened our conversation. Ukraine cities pounded, U.S. scrambles to find source of leaked documents. Those two things don't naturally go together, but they do if you consider that Russia can take some confidence that by continuing its ruinous offensive, in which it's recorded enormous losses, it is forcing Ukraine into a crouch, a defensive crouch without ammo. And that is itself immediately alarming given where we are in the war.
It is. And the question of why it was leaked on Discord is an interesting question, John. There have been instances in the past where major American publications, like, for instance, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, have declined to publish information that they themselves couldn't verify. I recall back when the Chelsea Manning wanted to leak about 750,000 documents about the Iraq and the Afghan wars back in 2010. The New York Times, Washington Post turned down the offer. And so she went to WikiLeaks, which was at that point a kind of an obscure publication. Who were these documents intended to influence? Could they have simply been passed on Discord from person to person and just posted in the wrong place where other people could see them? I don't know. But it is been true. It has been true for a long time that too many people have access to secret and to top secret information, people that just have no business, seeing these things. I mean, I used to possess the top clearance, and it's remarkable to me that anyone could get a paper copy in a place where one could take a photograph of it. I mean, typically you're reading these documents in secure facilities where you're not allowed to have phones. So it seems to me this, must have been a physical document that somebody, carried out of a skiff and, took their cell phone out and took photos of it. I mean, that is a huge breach of security. So again, there's a lot of, of upset in Kyiv and rightly so. And Washington should be equally upset, and they need to lock this down as quickly as possible.
We're told that the initial finger pointing was at Russia. And then upon further review, it was on foreigners. In other words, maybe a member of Five Eyes, maybe a member of NATO. And then upon further review, it was directed at an American because, as you say, Mary, these are photographs of paper hard copy, some of them showing folds as if they've been put in a pocket and kept taken out of a skiff. Tell people what a skiff is, Mary. Remind us what a skiff is. You've been in one. I've never been in one.
It's a secure facility. It sounds very fancy, but really all it is a room that has a very secure lock on it and a combination that you can't be easily accessed in a place that has been deemed secure by the appropriate authorities, where one can receive and read classified materials. But typically, John, when you get into things like top secret information, you might have a member of the intelligence community physically bringing that document to you. You sign the cover of it to say, I'm reading this. You read it, and then you physically hand it back to them, and then they leave. So, I mean, again, you've got to wonder how this stuff got out. You mentioned the Five Eyes. Of course, the Five Eyes partnership is an extraordinary partnership. We share things with the Brits, the Canadians, the Australians, and the New Zealanders that we don't share with other allies. It's an incredibly important channel. It has ramifications beyond just the intelligence. I think it demonstrates a confidence in those allies that we just don't have with others. And it's always rankled, I think, the Russians and the Chinese, that we could pool our resources in this way because, just given the geography where they sit, a nation like Australia, for instance, would have presumably much more insights into Southeast Asia than the United States necessarily would. They're just geographically closer. They have more exchanges. They do more business. They have people going back and forth between Australia and Indonesia or Malaysia or Singapore. And so this partnership is an important thing. It provides insights and perspectives that are very important to U.S. national security. The other issue here, too, is, of course, the split that this might create in the military alliance that is supporting Ukraine. If you know the South Koreans think that somehow the United States doesn't trust them, and you know we're circulating these documents that you know, criticize them or criticize Israel. I mean, I don't think it's a threat right now to the closeness of the partnership. It's a much more complex and deep partnership than I think most people imagine. But it doesn't help, and it doesn't help to build trust. So again, John, I just go back to my point. It's dangerous, it's illegal, and they need to lock this down like yesterday.
We leave Europe unsolved, and we head to Asia. Because while the documents are the big story in Washington right now, the big story in East Asia is the third day, or perhaps the fourth day, of the People's Republic of China's threatening exercises off of Taiwan. At the same time, the U.S. and the Philippines are answering with the largest exercise in 30 years. Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.